Order our new home podcasting kit, and you too can be a legend in your mind. It's yet another Thrift Store Vinyl Hour. Hi, this is Skip Tillinghast. And it's been another busy week here at the thrift store. People are starting to reemerge. And we're starting to reemerge too. We've got more to say and more records to play. This week we'll hear from the likes of David Ruffin and the Stylistics. Mr. and Mrs. Country Music will stop by. That's Joe and Rose Lee Mafis. Another great team in Johnny Cash and June Carter and Tex Ritter with a cowboy song. We'll put the 70s in the spotlight with Steely Dan, the Atlanta Rhythm Section, and the band. And we'll remember such rock and roll architects as Gene Vincent and Roy Orbison. I've got a memory from the Jackson 5 all lined up in the pole position on this week's Thrift Store Vinyl Hour.
Ooh. Oh, I- somebody who looked just like you. She walked like you do. I thought it was you. As she turned the corner, I called out your name. I felt so ashamed. It wasn't you. Wasn't you.
The boss said I should check into getting some new vinyl siding here at the thrift store. Vinyl siding. I wonder if she's more partial to LPs or 45s. While we do the math on that question, let's go ahead and review the opening set today. We kicked it off with the Jackson 5 and Who's Lovin' You, in honor of the group's 55th anniversary of winning a talent show in their hometown of Gary, Indiana. Fast forward a couple years when Gladys Knight sent a tape of one of the Jackson 5's performances to Motown, and they were on their way to stardom. All of the original members of the Jackson 5 are still alive, with the exception of Michael, who passed away in 2009. Speaking of Motown, we had a great tune in there from David Ruffin, My Whole World Ended the Moment You Left Me, featuring a piccolo riff that, once it's inside your brain, it's in there for all time. It's played by Dana Hartwick. And we also included in that set a bit of Philadelphia-style soul, You Are Everything, by the Stylistics. Not only did the Stylistics have the falsetto of Russell Tompkins Jr. going for them, but strong production from Tom Bell and great songs written by Linda Creed and Tom Bell. It was no wonder that back in the early 70s, everywhere on the radio, you heard the Stylistics. Thanks for teaming up with us this week for another edition of the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour. And speaking of great teams, here's one from Mr. and Mrs. Country Music, Joe and Rose Lee Mafis.
It's me, my darling, I've come to take once held me tight. I should walk right out and leave you. Can your soul find peace of mind in a glass of wine or gin and forget the one who loves you so for a life so full of sin? I guess I'm doomed to wait each night at home all alone till you've had your wine and it's closing time, and then I'll take you home.
Yes, I've come to take you home again, the way I do each night. I'm living with a stranger whose arms once held me tight.
I should walk right out and leave you in this tavern all alone, but my heart says no, you love him so. I've come to take you home.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
If you were a carpenter and I were a I'd marry you anyway, I'd have your baby.
If a tinker was my trade, would I still find you?
I'd be carrying the pot you made, following behind you.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow.
I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your colored blouse and your soft shoes shining?
If you were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, I'd not miss my colored blouse and my soft shoes shining.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow.
I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I worked my hands in wood, would you still love me?
I'd answer you, yes I would.
And would you not be above me? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady,
I'd marry you anyway, I'd have your baby.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow.
I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow.
I don't want no railroad life. Don't want me no barefoot wife. Walk down the track and I pick up coal ain't got a shoe, don't I have a hole? Whistle blow, train go, Lordy, Lord, send her in my eyes. All of my kids go ragged and poor. White dog sleeping in a hole in the floor. Bramble growing up in my yard. Railroad life is a mighty hard. Whistle blow, cinder in my eyes. One train, two train, three train, four. A engine a-coming through my door. Engineer, throw me a loaf of bread. Sack of meat and a feather bed. Whistle blow, train go, Lordy, Lord, send her in my eye. Blind bird flying into my room. Somebody here gonna die pretty soon. Sun up coming at a break of day. If I don't go, then I guess I'll stay. Whistle blow, cinder in my eye, cinder in my eye, cinder in my eye, cinder in my eye.
This portion of the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour being brought to you by Bear B&B. Bear B&B is the only place Goldilocks ever spends her vacations. We took a ride out to the country that time around, you probably noticed. We got it started with I've Come to Take You Home by Mr. and Mrs. Country Music, Joe and Rose Lee Mafis. The Mafises were married in 1953. Joe was already established as a great guitar player and just about anything else that had strings. Joe and Rose Lee were able to make a living out of playing country music throughout the 50s, 60s, and 70s, culminating with a performance in 1984 on Austin City Limits as part of its Legends series. Yet another dynamic duo, Johnny Cash and June Carter, sang If I Were a Carpenter. That song always spooked me out as a child. I was always imagining some sort of horrible accident happening to the carpenter or the tinkerer. If I were a miller and I ground my face off, that sort of thing. One occupation they do not mention in If I Were a Carpenter is the railroad man, and Tex Ritter told us all about the railroad life. Tex Ritter was one of the founders of the Country Music Association in Nashville. And one of their first projects was the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, into which he was inducted shortly thereafter. Hey, Steely Dan, we're calling on you to get the next set going here at the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour.
Salads and sun, cell phone has a light. There on the screen, a man with a dream. I heard it was you.
Thank you. this living alone would drive me crazy. Oh, you don't know the shape I'm in. I'm gonna go down by the water, but I ain't gonna jump in, no, no. I'll just be looking for my neighbor, and I hear that that's where she's been. Oh, out of 9 lives, I spent 7. Now how in the world do you get to heaven?
Another industrial ugly morning, and you are tuned in to the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour, coming at you via AM 870 WTHRIFT. Let's talk a little bit about that 70s set we just wrapped up. We got it started with one from the first Steely Dan album, Can't Buy a Thrill, 1972. Only a fool would say that. Steely Dan founders Donald Fagen and Walter Becker met at Bard College, formed their first bands in 1967, including the Leather Canary, which had future comedian Chevy Chase on drums. A series of demos recorded in the late 60s and early 70s led to a recording contract with ABC Records, and Steely Dan was on its way to carve its own niche in the world of rock. We then headed down south for the Atlanta Rhythm Section and their cover of Classics 4 Spooky. Two ex-members of Classics 4, namely J.R. Cobb and Dean Daughtry, were in the Atlanta Rhythm Section, so they were part of both recordings. That's kind of interesting. And then a really cool tune from a really cool band called The Band, The Shape I'm In, from the 1970 album Stage Fright. And featuring on lead vocal the band's piano player, vocalist, and sometime drummer, Richard Manuel. The Shape I'm In became a regular part of the band's live set list and is even featured in the movie The Last Waltz. We're leaning heavily on our musical heroes this week. We're about to feature one of the early architects of rock and roll, Gene Vincent, on the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour.
I've still been a living in Dallas, but I heard a whistle blow, and I was born to be a Rolling Stone, born to be a Rolling Stone, moving around without a home, Rolling Talking phony with a big cigar, tried to bring me down.
I was born to be a Rolling Stone, born to be a Rolling Stone, moving around without a home, Rolling Stone. And I was born to be a Rolling Stone, born to be a Rolling Stone.
The finest thing that you've ever seen. Uh-huh. Uptown, I see you most every day. Uptown, but she never ever looks my way. I'm just a bellhop, you see, I can't stop and tell her what I wanna say. That one of these days I'm gonna have money. She wanna be my ever-loving honey. It won't be long, just wait and see. I'll have a big car, fine clothes, and then I'll be uptown in penthouse number three. Uptown, just my baby. Just my baby and me.
I don't want the world to know. I don't want my heart to show. Two faces have I. Yeah.
You won't want to miss next week's show as we interview the Teensy Weensy Spider, also sometimes known as the Eensy Weensy Spider, about her long climb, her long struggle, only to be washed away or canceled by the rain. And then when things dried out, starting on that journey once again. It'll be a good one. Thrift Store Vinyl Hour as we recap our previous set. We got it going with a guy who had his earliest success in the 50s, Gene Vincent, trying to reignite his career in the 60s with tunes like Born to Be a Rolling Stone. Had kind of a jangle rock birds feel about it. On these unsuccessful Gene Vincent mid-60s singles, he was backed by members of the Champs. Remember them from Tequila? And also Glenn Campbell, who would go on to great solo success. We then played a 1959 hit by Roy Orbison called Uptown. Uptown would reach number 72 on the charts. And then the following year, Orbison would come out with Only the Lonely, his first major hit, and nothing would ever be the same. And then we heard from Lou Christie, the dude who brought us Lightning Strikes. One of Lou Christie's hits before Lightning Strikes was Two Faces Have I from 1963. We're not sure if Lou Christie is out on the oldies circuit anymore. His website looks like something from 1996. Hey, it's been almost a week since we played any John Denver on the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour. We better take care of that.
Shipmates in Cheyenne, raindrops and crying haunt the dreams of an old, old man. Candles and church bells, laughter and farewells revolve in his thoughts like a wind. Stallions and blizzards, steelies and lizards drift in the meadows of time. No sense of progression, of age or direction, no meter, no form, no rhyme. I hold me one, just one rising sun, long after daylight is gone. I'll hold me one more rising sun, till my daylight and darkness is done. Kingdoms and cupboards, losers and lovers, and evenings of blackberry wine, falling like sand, the memory of hands and kisses, whispers and sighs. I'll hold me one, just one rising sun, long after daylight is gone. I'll hold me one more rising sun, till my daylight and darkness is done. I'll hold me one more rising sun, till my daylight and darkness is done.
I'm wrong, wrong, wrong to keep holding on. My yesterdays have all gone by.
are the good love. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
I was doing a DJ gig recently, and the crowd was really into it, so I decided I would do some impromptu crowd surfing. Except the crowd didn't catch me, and I crushed a young girl. I hope she's okay. And I hope you're okay if we recap our last four songs of the show. John Denver from the LP Spirit brought us Shipmates and Cheyenne. Cheyenne being not only a place name in Wyoming, but also a popular girl's name. According to Nameberry.com, it peaked right around 1995 and is still being used with spelling variants, including literal Cheyenne. One name that hasn't grown in popularity is Ambrosia, the group that brought us our second song, Holding On to Yesterday. Ambrosia being a mythical food of the Greek gods that was thought to bring longevity or immortality. The band Pilot brought us their big hit, Magic. The year was 1974 when Pilot, out of Scotland, took Magic to the top five for their biggest stateside hit. And then we had Blue Swede, named so because they were out of Sweden, oddly enough. Their biggest hit came in 1973 with Hooked on a Feeling, the Ooga Chaka borrowed from Jonathan King's version, recorded a few years before. And that's all the music and facts we have for you this week. This is Skip Tillinghast, and for everyone here at the thrift store, thanks for being a good listener.